So you've got a business, but what about a brand? The difference? More of you. Wix gives you the freedom to create your website, own your brand, and do it on your own, exactly how you envisioned it. Experience limitless customization. Boost your creativity and efficiency with AI tools for every part of your business journey. Scale up with built-in SEO, e-com, and scheduling features. Put more of you in your business. Go to Wix.com and do it all yourself.
Once upon a time, Amazon Music met audiobooks, and listeners everywhere rejoiced.
Oh, yeah.
Because now they could listen to one audiobook title a month from an enormous library of popular audiobook titles, including Romanticy, Autobiographies, True Crime, and more. Suddenly, listeners didn't mind sitting in traffic or even missing their flight. Amazon Music Unlimited now includes Audible.
No way.
Download the Amazon Music app now to start listening. Terms apply.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Jess Kelly's here to talk tech and answer your tech questions. But first, two things. Mm-hmm. Amazon.ie, we're a step closer.
We are a step closer. The company announced today that there is a new country manager appointed for the Irish business. A Dublin woman called Alison Dunn, who's worked with Amazon for almost a decade in a few different roles, will now lead up the operation. This news comes after the sort of retail giant announced that Ireland will get its own domain. So Amazon.ie will become a reality next year. They seem to want to highlight the fact that small businesses, small and medium businesses, can register to utilise the platform. So very often the narrative is, you know, that Amazon is killing small business and so on. What they're doing is inviting small businesses to register so that they can use the Amazon portal to sell their goods.
Okay, and where do we currently get Amazon stuff? We know where the warehouse is out there on West Dublin. But where does this stuff come from? When you go on Amazon to order something, is it Amazon UK, Amazon Germany?
So Amazon UK, because it's the nearest neighbour, the majority of the stuff will come from there. And since Ireland has had Amazon Prime, delivery time has been cut right down. That's why we have the big warehouse now. So, for example, if you order something today, if it's something that if it's in stock in the warehouse in Dublin, chances are it could be at your door tomorrow. So they've really cut down on the times. But what the Amazon.ie operation will enable customers to do is firstly pay in euro. So prices at the moment, if you go to Amazon.co.uk, are displayed in pounds. Yeah. So you'll be able to see everything in euro.
And what about duty?
That's all squared away. So this was something that they ironed out. This was a big fear factor when Brexit came into play, that, you know, individual customers, every time they ordered something, would have to faff around and pay levies and duties and all the rest. That's not the case. Everything is now incorporated into the price that you see at the checkout on Amazon. But obviously having a bigger operation here in Ireland is a good thing for consumers. But I do expect to hear from smaller businesses who, you know, will say that they are being squashed by this. But as I said, Amazon have repeatedly said that they're inviting businesses to register to utilise their platform and connect with customers that way.
Now, if you've got questions for Jess, you can WhatsApp them to us. So it's 71400106. But another development, Meta has a super duper 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 computer.
This is bananas. So this is quantum computing. And it's been talked about for quite a while. But Google announced Willow, which is a new quantum chip. And in under 5 minutes, it'll be able to compute data that would normally take the best supercomputer that exists today 10 septillion years.
10 septillion years, which is 10 to the power of what?
27. So a lot. So this is going to completely transform everything. That you may wonder, sure, what's the point? Where would it be useful? Very, very beneficial in the medical sphere. So, for example, these supercomputers will be able to analyze, read and detect anything in the likes of an MRI. They would speed up the process, essentially, of being able to read things thoroughly and then make diagnoses.
Here's my question. Will it mine cryptocurrency more quickly and therefore render crypto cheapo?
Well, this is one of the scary sides of this technology, not only in terms of the world of crypto, but in terms of the world of encryption as well. If you think of the power, the processing power of quantum computing, could it render encryption.
Any encryption null and void because it can check every possible variation.
In a matter of minutes. So, and we are so reliant on encryption and end-to-end encryption. You always hear this about the likes of WhatsApp and other messaging platforms. They say that it's end-to-end encrypted. That would be my fear. So think about it, to break it down for a second. Think of solving a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah.
And you know the way there's people like Virgin Media's Gavin Riley who can do it in about 90 seconds, but then the average person could spend hours doing it.
No offense, but your brain is a terrible place to keep your big idea. It belongs in the world, but you know that already. You have a calling, a voice that says, this is what I'm meant to do. Create the website your big idea deserves with Wix. Make it your own with top-to-bottom customization. AI to help realize your vision, and built-in business tools to turn your daydream into your dream job. Wix supports every stage of the business journey, except one. Your decision to begin. Ready? Go to Wix.com.
Once upon a time, Amazon Music met audiobooks, and listeners everywhere rejoiced.
Oh, yeah.
Because now they could listen to one audiobook title a month from an enormous library of popular audiobook titles, including Romanticy, Autobiographies, True Crime, and more. Suddenly, listeners didn't mind sitting in traffic or even missing their flight. Amazon Music Unlimited now includes Audible.
No way.
Download the Amazon Music app now to start listening. Terms apply.
From the makers of Rice-A-Roni comes Macaroni, a creamy, delicious boxed mac and cheese that's not just good, it's cheesy good. Macaroni will please even the pickiest eaters with two magnificent flavors that will melt your heart. Creamy cheddar and creamy white cheddar. If you love cheese, you'll love Macaroni by the makers of Rice-A-Roni. If you don't love cheese, well, that's just unbelievable. Try Macaroni. It's cheesy good.
Macaroni, the San Francisco treat.
This, in the context of the likes of encryption or reading scans and all the rest, rather than being the person who can do it in a few hours or the Gavin Rileys who can do it in a few seconds, this will be able to do it in milliseconds in comparison to the average person. So I think we're in for a very interesting, potentially bumpy ride with quantum computing.
I'm just thinking of all the cryptocurrencies that Donald Trump is now advocating, and if they become worthless, what a wonderful day.
Fingers crossed. Let's see.
Now, questions. Good morning. I'm upgrading my iPhone. My current phone has 250 gigs of storage. I have used up to date 138 gigs. Would I be safe to continue with 250 gigs on the new phone, or should I upgrade to 512 as I have been advised to by sales assistants? There is a significant difference in price, which there would be.
There would be for sure. What I would say is no, stick to the 256. So I think it's 128 and then 256 and then 512.
So if they then upgrade the software, how many gigs does that typically use? Because that's one of the challenges with older phones. They load it up with so much update that there's no room for anything else.
Yeah, you would still have plenty based on the amount of data that you're currently using, right up to the amount of available data. It's usually around 10.8 gigs, I think, for the software updates. But I would also suggest that rather than paying that huge amount of money, you know, you've got the option to pay £2 a month for iCloud storage to store your photographs. But at the moment, you've no need to do that. So I would stick to the storage option you have.
Okay. I need help. We have two Echo devices for the kids, and I have a Spotify family account for multiple users, but we still cannot play music on both devices at the same time. It's causing a bit of a headache when each wants to play their own music. Which music our app servers would allow us to do this?
You should be able to play two different kinds of music when you have the Spotify family plan. That's the point of the plan, is that up to four people can play at the one time. It may be an Amazon connection issue. So if all the Amazon devices are registered on the one Amazon account, it may think that you want to sync up the music. That's one of the beauties of these things. So what I would suggest you do, if you can, is unregister one of the Amazon speakers, re-register it with a separate account, and then hopefully that will do the job for you.
Should I be plugging out my Alexa when I'm not using it? Is it listening to us all the time otherwise?
Yeah, but that's the point. And I don't mean that flippantly, but what they say is it's passively listening. It's not actively listening, but it has to listen out for the trigger word. If you think about how it works, It'll only respond when you say that key word. And the only way it knows you've said that key word is if it's passively listening. So I'll put it to you this way. I have Google Nest devices around my home and I don't unplug them.
Got a new phone, SIM-free, cost me €800. Would Jess recommend gadget insurance, and are they all around the same cost?
No, they're not all around the same cost. And the thing that I would say is read the fine print, the terms and conditions, the type of cover that you're getting, because you can get ones that are very, very affordable, but they don't have accidental damage cover. And accidental damage is probably the thing that's going to cause any damage to your phone. So again, personally, I don't have gadget insurance, but £800 is an awful lot of money. But just make sure you get accidental cover.
Getting my 13-year-old a phone for Christmas, her first smartphone, best mid-range phone, and where can I find how to put some controls on it? Or is that just a stern conversation I must have?
Well, the stern conversation is always a good idea. But in terms of parental controls, Google Family Link is my go-to. You set it up from your Gmail account, tie a Gmail account for the child to it, and then it lets you put parameters in place. In terms of the phone, Nokia and HMD. So HMD have excellent phones. We actually spoke about one on our gadget gift guide, which you can watch back on YouTube. Just search for News Talk. They're mid-range. Also, really worth looking at some of the refurbished phones. So the likes of Swappy.ie, MintPlus.ie and Refurb.ie. They do great big brand phones for around €300 to €500.
Ask Jess, is it better to pay for goods on Amazon in sterling and use your credit card provider's exchange rate, or use Amazon's currency exchange rate? That's from Eamon in Kilkenny.
That's a good question. I haven't personally looked into that myself. I always just pay in euro on the Amazon website because I'm a bit lazy. But it is worth checking for sure if you can get a better rate.
We bought a Surface Pro for music recording. However, the screen is very small. Is it possible to use an external large monitor? And if so, which one? That's from Brita.
Yeah, Brita, you can get any type of monitor. The one that I'd recommend, there's a brilliant HP. It's a 27-inch monitor. I was looking at it myself the other day and they are excellent. They have a lovely matte finish on the screen. So they look absolutely beautiful. It's the, let me just find it here now, HP Series 5 27-inch FHD monitor. They're excellent.
I live in Mayo. My mobile coverage is very intermittent. I've contacted Vodafone, advised to change the SIM card, which I did. No change. Any advice?
Yeah, so what I would recommend you do is go to comreg.ie, so comreg.ie, put in your air code into the coverage map and you will see if Vodafone offers good coverage in your area, or if any network indeed does. If you find a network that offers better coverage, you can then go to Vodafone and say that you're not able to get the full service that you need, so you can swap out. But the other thing I'd recommend is if you can use Wi-Fi calling. So depending on the phone that you have, use Wi-Fi calling when you're in the house.
Very good. Jess Kelly, thank you very much.
Hi, Jess Kelly here. If you want more tech news, reviews and insights, make sure you subscribe to the Tech Talk podcast or tune in every Saturday at 5 p.m.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
From the makers of Rice-A-Roni comes Macaroni, a creamy, delicious boxed mac and cheese that's not just good, it's cheesy good. Macaroni will please even the pickiest eaters with two magnificent flavors that will melt your heart. Creamy cheddar and creamy white cheddar. If you love cheese, you'll love Macaroni by the makers of Rice-A-Roni. If you don't love cheese, well, that's just unbelievable. Try Macaroni. It's cheesy good.
Macaroni, the San Francisco treat.